More than a quarter of American adults 18 to 25 and over 16% of those over 26 have some form of substance use disorder. Recovery can be a long and difficult process. NWPB's health reporter Rachel Sun spoke with one Clarkston woman a year into her recovery.
39-year-old Jenny Hollenbeck lives in a quiet neighborhood, in a house decorated with photos of a little boy and his mother, whom Jenny says reminds her of herself years ago. Sometimes, Jenny says, she'll help take care of that boy. A little over a year into her recovery from substance use disorder, she's trying to be the person she wishes she'd had, in a town she says doesn't have nearly enough resources to help people entering recovery.
There's not enough. Like, getting help for mental illness and everything is not always something you get from a doctor or somebody with a title.
Jenny says the people who helped her most in her recovery weren't professionals. They were everyday people and other people in recovery who were willing to give her a chance. To understand Jenny's story, you have to go back. Before entering recovery last year, Jenny cycled in and out of substance use since she was a teenager. Much of her life, she says, was colored by traumas. Her mother dying when she was 4, being put in foster care, teenage pregnancy, a series of abuse from romantic partners, and mental health struggles. When she really started using, Jenny says, she had just left her husband, a man she married at 19 because of pressure from family after getting pregnant in high school. After leaving, Jenny says she fell in with people she believed at the time to be friends. Those people ended up pulling her further into substance use. Her turning point, she says, was 2 years ago. An ex-fiancé had just gotten out of jail, and Jenny says he blamed her for his arrest.
June 19th, it'll be 2 years since I was found, face down. I was in the hospital, and I was in Boise Trauma Unit for 3 months. I was in ICU for 2 weeks. I wasn't supposed to survive.
Jenny recalled one incident where she says police tried to help her. At the time, Jenny wasn't able to accept help, she says. But after her time in the hospital, she finally took the advice they had given her.
He went back to prison. It was a parole violation, but he almost threw me out a window. In Oregon, when they broke down the door one time, and they tried to help. And I couldn't. I was too scared. And they said, if it ever gets too bad, just run. Run for your life. So I ran.
Jenny spent 2 weeks homeless before strangers helped her make it to the Elsie Valley Adult Resource Center. It's now closed. There, Jenny says, she met a friend who helped her stay safe. She met the shelter director, who helped her get a motel voucher. And she met Melinda, a shelter employee, who opened her home to Jenny. Now, Jenny says she's trying to be someone else's Melinda. She's hoping to become a recovery coach. As she talks, Jenny looks again at the photos of the mother and son propped on her TV stand. Then her eyes shift to the left, where a memorial to her own mother sits on a side table.
She died before she was willing to let the cops help her. I survived so that I could change the cycle in my family, in this world of women who die before they're willing to talk or feel safe enough to say something.
In Clarkston, I'm Rachel Sun reporting.